Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here at the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm going to play something from an unsuccessful. You say, why are you going to play from an unsuccessful candidate? Ran for Senate in Montana. Is libertarian. Stan Jones, bless his heart, libertarian. You've got the Democrats, Republicans, libertarians, the Green parties, the Orange parties, the Red parties, all those. They're all having a party. Stan Jones was libertarian. He was running for Senate. They didn't vote for him. The people did not vote for him. I think what happens is I don't think anybody really wants somebody who's not in one of the two major parties because it's really a power thing, isn't it? It's a power thing. How much power is he going to have? There's going to have to be a counter-revolution to make it so that the folks that you think you want to have up in Congress, if it's Congress that you want them to be doing your work, it's going to have a near counter-revolution. We did have a revolution here recently, November of 2008. First Tuesday in November 2008, there was a revolution. I wonder if we're going to celebrate that. Viva la revolution, when America was enslaved. And you think that's a tough thing to say? I'm saying tough things. I'm trying to provoke you. I am trying to provoke you to think about what's going on. Our number here is 888-850-1872. I'm going to play something that Stan Jones said in his unsuccessful attempt to become a senator, a United States senator. And what are the problems here with Mr. Stan Jones? Is it seems the voters don't want what he has to say. Or do they? Or do they? Is it possible? And even in 2006, they had no idea what really would be coming. Let's see what Mr. Stan Jones had to say about what's coming our way. But he said this in 2006.
Thank the sponsors for inviting me. I don't often get invited. This was an important debate. I had planned another closing message, but I feel compelled to say what I'm about to say. Now, I risk sounding like a conspiracy theorist, but it's no longer a theory. What I'm about to say is fact. The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government. The combining of...
Hear what he said? A one-world communist government. People complain about, I hear people talking about the Council on Foreign Relations and the bankers and things like that, and they're all in the cahoots and partnership and stuff like that. And it looks like it's true. You see certain guys partnering with some of those organizations and influencing and all the, you know, people. What's really funny is listening to people complain about the big corporations and how awful they are. And because they're so awful, we've got to turn on this socialist, global socialist. Well, you silly goose. Who do you think is that's driving your political ideology? It's not the low-end average guy that's driving that ideology. There's the man behind the curtains driving your silly ideology. Don't you see? The guys that own the corporations have inspired you to think the way you think. You've been inculcated through your educational process with the Marxist status norm. But what it is there's this appearance of democratic government, democracy. And everybody's starting to worship democracy as the mechanism of governmental power, which it really isn't. It's called business, media, communications, marketing, and driving the agenda of the political talk of the day. What we talk about today isn't necessarily what's completely in the news. I talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. And it's really to make you stop, wake up, take the blue pill or whatever it is, I don't know, and kind of just to come to a place where you step back and you look at it and go, wow, I really need to rethink what they're telling me on National Geographic documentary. I mean, if what they're describing to you about... and I watched this on, many of you have seen The Animal Kingdom with Marlon Perkins. In the first part of the show, of the broadcast, of the production of that Animal Kingdom, they use the term adaptation and stuff like that. In other words, and maybe even hinting that animal adjusts to its environment, but only later in the program do they come out and outright say the environment has made this animal. I mean, the environment has created the animal. So it progressed. And you're being told there is no God, there's no ultimate reward or accountability. You are merely just driven by your instinct and impulses to just gratify every whim of every hormone. It's just part of this glorious evolutionary process. You're being fed that Kool-Aid. And God is dead. You're being fed God is dead Kool-Aid. It's affecting your politics. It's affecting your world perspective, your worldview. And it's reaping havoc in your life. It's destroying your life. And then people look at weird things like 400 such and such people died last year in Florida from, I don't know, you know, cervical cancer. You killed 91,000 people in their womb. It's an industry of murder. Hello? And then you complain when your economy is not growing. You're killing your economy. You're literally murdering your economy. But somebody else is driving your ideology. And it's the guys who have the money and the control and own the media. Right here at Liberty Works Radio Network, this is not owned media. We want partnership. Talk about democratic. Everybody actually like joins with a minimum, de minimis participation just to keep, grow the numbers and keep this, the small amounts alive. And dollars don't affect how much voice you have. If somebody gives you, this is not one of these things where somebody's going to come up and give $1 million and tell us what to say. We're literally held accountable to God for what we said. And we're accountable to you, of course, always, because we're accountable to one another, aren't we? Let me play again what Stan Jones said. Is this guy just loopy?
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government. The combining of national governments started with the European Union. That union started with trade agreements, then a common currency, the euro, and now a European Parliament that is feverishly passing laws that override the laws of the member nations. A constitution was drafted but rejected by a few of those nations, but never mind. They implemented it anyway.
Okay, I want to take note on that one too. The constitution that they're talking about, European Union, was rejected by certain portions, but never mind, they ignored it anyway. I've seen this in states where there was some unlawful legislation happening, and that it turns out if you really read the stuff, you found out that certain organizations didn't have to participate, certain mayors didn't have to participate in the regional government, but the regional government, in fact, if they didn't, the regional government wouldn't go on, but guess what? They just ignored it. I mean, these are just little examples. Let's look at comments about other nations where a president, an elected president of another country, totally is violating the constitutional provision of that country, specifically one that has a consequence that you'd be removed from office. And he was warned and warned and warned, and they kept doing it. And when he was removed from office, the leaders of our country say that they got a renegade legislature and judiciary. So all the other guys are renegades. The one guy who's violating the law, he's their hero. Start to ignore constitutions. Ignore boundaries. Why not? Whatever impulse and instinct drive you is the right thing. You're just merely part of our evolving to the global utopia. Is not true? Folks, it's Kool-Aid. It's Kool-Aid. And I got to watch it because they've probably got a trademark I got to watch. It's the proverbial Kool-Aid, all right? Lowercase K. I'd say C. It's a lowercase C.
Now it's North America's turn. Building on the North American Free Trade Agreement, the NAFTA section of the Commerce Department is busy drafting laws and regulations for a North American Union. A union of Canada, America, and Mexico. The president has attended secret meetings and signed at least two agreements under the Security and Prosperity Partnership Program. Information leaked out about the meetings, and now it is all in the open. No treaty has been signed, so Congress has not become involved. However, money from our Treasury is now being spent for this effort. We will have a new currency, the Amero, and a new constitution modeled on the Soviet Union's constitution. Our rights will not be inalienable, but they will be granted by government, who can also take them away.
I'm going to stop him there. There's part of this thing, you know, it's kind of like, well, the NAFTA thing's kind of under the radar now because we're concentrating on something else. There's a war going on in Afghanistan. Whether you love it, hate it, or worry about who it is that's controlling it, started it, either way, it can't you just the fact that I see the current president of the United States with a certain modus operandi that's going on here is I realize, wait a minute, the guy's got some experts, at least that aren't owned by the guy behind the curtain. The experts who aren't owned by the guy behind the curtain, Mr. Mai, you know, the guy, Mai Plan, the evil Dr. Mai of chaos that comes up with all these plans that everybody claims is Mai Plan. When you're ignoring what the guy says to be successful of what you've professed to be your goal, it makes you wonder, what is going on here? Isn't that part of the Constitution? They mention armed forces, commander-in-chief. The focus of the job is supposed to be dealing with those sort of things. What are we worried about? Taking over the medical martial law for all of America. Medical martial law for all of America is what we're in passion, our focus. Folks, don't get caught up in the in-flight entertainment. Our plane is in a nosedive. Somebody is going to have to pull back on the yoke. You don't want to have yoke on your face, do you? Because when the plane hits ground, man, that's where you're going to run into. Seatbelts aren't going to stop you. What are you listening to? I'm kind of goofy. My number here is 888-850-1872. It's David Allen Carmichael. 888-850-1872. Notice those aren't nine digits. I love it when numbers aren't nine digits. The ones where it has nine digits are just giving me the heebie-jeebies. Just seems you can't do anything without them these days. When we come back, we're going to be taking a break here shortly. We're going to come back, and we're going to take a call real quick. Caller, thank you for calling the Eagle 104.3. What's your question or comment?
Hi, how are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Michael King. I'm from La Quinta, Florida. And I listen to your show just about every day, and you do a great job. I commend you very much.
Well, thank you, Michael. Because you know what, I feel like I don't. My approach is so, I think, different than most people do. I think, man, I'm just a bull in the china shop. So I appreciate your giving me some positive feedback. What'd you call about today?
Okay. Well, my concern is we don't know if. How many people are listening to your show? How many Americans?
That's right. There's no way to know that.
And my main concern is that there may not be not too many people are going to really get the message. There's not a whole lot of people. There, very few will be able to hear it.
Well, Michael, who are you telling about this show? Have you been telling your friends?
No, I haven't. A lot of my friends are kind of, friends and family usually are kind of set in their ways. They're mainstream.
Okay. Well, I think, I'll tell you what, there's a pastor in Apopka that I was on the air here in a pilot program a year and a half ago, and I found out, I was only on for 2 weeks just to try this thing out. I had a pastor, mainstream pastor, listening to me, even though we were on just breaking into a rock radio station. I'll tell you, I encourage you, Michael, people are picking it up. People are talking about it. The word's getting out. And I encourage you to tell your friends. Hey, we're going to be back, folks. Keep tuning in. Freedom 104.3 FM. We'll be right back.